Welcome to another episode of the PFF College Football Show. We got a very, very special guest on right now. One of PFF's favorite players in the nation. That is Minnesota offensive tackle Ariante Urusiri, one of the best offensive linemen in college football. Ariante, thanks so much for taking time out, man.
Man, I appreciate you for having me, man. Thank you.
Of course. So the first question I love asking every athlete I talk to is, there was a moment in my life where I knew I was not good enough to play college football or NFL or even high school football, honestly. What was the moment in your life, though, where you're like, I am mauling people out here right now. I can make a career in college possible and maybe an NFL career possible as well?
For me, from high school, right?
Yeah,
or just any,
in general. If you're just like killing kids when you're like 4 years old, man. Honestly, at what point you're like, "Oh, I'm better than everyone right now"?
Well, in high school, I didn't start playing until my junior year. So once I took that jump from junior to senior, and I took the weight room more serious, I took my hydration, I took my nutrition and stuff like that, the weight room, and my coaches taking the coaching, and I really just applying it on the field. I think I seen a massive jump, like. Like, even with my competition there, you know, I heard stuff from, like, even the high school coaches. Like, I mean, because I used to wear 63 in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So they used to be like, number 63, man, who was that? They, if they didn't know my name, they knew my number. So, hey, I think I did something right.
I think you did, too. I heard a story, too, where PJ Fleck saw you as blue shorts. And he's like, whoever blue shorts is, we got to offer that kid right now because he is mauling guys out here. So I love that, man. You mentioned it before. I mean, obviously, most of your life you spent playing basketball. Really didn't play football until your junior year of high school. How did you really get involved in football? And how has the basketball background kind of helped you as an offensive tackle now?
I got into football from my uncle. He was like the main corporate. He was the one that was actually playing football before I was. And he told me just to try it. And I came out one day and I started working out, and then it just kind of just took off from there. Like, I just never looked back. And I was like, with the basketball, we've been playing basketball our whole life. Like, you go outside, they might, you know, on the street that you live on, your neighbor might have a basketball goal. We outside playing basketball. No matter what the weather is, if it's the snow, it doesn't matter. Like, Hoopers for life, man. It's just in our blood in KC, bro.
I love that, man. And listen, obviously you got a late start to your career. You weren't even a top 900 recruit out of high school. Now looking back, it's funny considering you're one of the best players in college football. Did you feel underrated in that whole recruiting process?
Not really, because I didn't really know too much at the time. I didn't know nothing about the whole college world, how I was going to look on that, you know, at that landscape. But my coach, you know, my head coach, William Perkins, my high school coach, he just told me, man, just keep working, keep your head down, just keep working. You know, things unfold when they unfold. And I just did exactly that. Like, and it just, like I said, it just happened all of a sudden, man. And I'm blessed, man. I can't complain.
Absolutely, dude. And you've been dominant over the last few years. And another question I love asking players is, what's your favorite play of your career? I got to talk to you about one of them. Purdue, I think last year, you had a guy coming into your B gap. You pushed him all the way to the opposite C gap. You knocked over Brevin Spanford, and then you helped up Brevin Spanford afterwards. I'm sure Brevin was like, dude, what are you even doing over here? Like, you're on the complete opposite side of the field, but you dominated the guy that much. You went to the opposite side of the field. That's my favorite player of yours. What is your favorite player of your career so far?
Any play, really, that I just knock a guy down, and that's when I know, like, I took the guy will, like, then I know it's like you like a shark, as you smell blood in the water. It's like you just keep going and keep going after that. But I have, you know, a lot of blocks that I don't have a favorite one, I would say. But, yeah.
It's hard to pick when you're that dominant of a run blocker. And, dude, last year you had the third – I'm not even trying to gas you up right now, man. You legitimately the third best run blocking grade in the country last year, and the only two ahead of you were Talisa Fuanga and Joe Alt, who were top 15 picks in the NFL draft. How much pride and how much fun is it to just maul people in the run game like that?
Yeah, I know here, man, we emphasize being physical, you know, especially in the run game, you know, and also being well-balanced. But – That mentality, it starts in our room, starts in the O-line room. You know, you got guys like Quinn Carroll, Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
You got guys like Phillip Daniels, you know, some young guys, Brett Carroll. Our O-line coach, that's just our mentality, like, to be physical every day. And it starts with practice, too. And then, you know, it kind of just leads over and leaks over to the game. So, yeah, I would say it starts in our position room.
Definitely, man. And one game I wanted to ask you about, your highest run blocking grade of your career was against Michigan, who has one of the most ferocious defensive lines in college football. How excited are you to once again go up against one of the best D-lines in the country with Josiah Stewart and Mason Graham and Kenneth Grant? How excited are you for this matchup on Saturday?
I'm very excited, man. I know they're gonna bring it, and they know we're going to bring it, and, hey, we're just going to look up, you know, after the game is over. But, you know, it's always exciting playing a team of that caliber who plays for each other, because I know we play for each other. So, you know, we're just going to look up and see what happens, man. I'm excited. I can't wait.
That's going to be major tape to watch for the NFL draft as well, with you going up against those guys, man. So you're a great run blocker. We've covered that already. You've been an excellent pass blocker this year, dude. You haven't allowed a sack or a hit all season so far. Was that kind of a point of emphasis for you in this offseason?
Yeah, it was somewhere I needed to, you know, up a little bit more in my game. I knew it was getting talked about a lot. But I didn't let none of the outside noise, you know, distract me. I knew myself what areas that I needed to focus on. And run blocking and pass blocking, it's always things that you can work on in your game, no matter how good you are. So, yeah.
Definitely, man. What do you think separates you from other offensive tackles around college football right now?
I think just my mentality, man. I'm just a great offensive lineman thinks like a defensive lineman. You have that mentality to go out there and just maul people, be a dominant force. Like, that's what kind of presence I'm trying to embody every day as I go out there and play and I hit the field. Like, it's just a mentality that I have and I've always been having since I've started playing football.
Definitely, man. I know you probably don't want to pay too much attention to this stuff, but we currently view you as a first-round prospect in the NFL draft right now on our big board. How does that feel that all of a sudden a guy who started playing football in his junior year of high school, now a few years later, is being talked about as a first-round pick in the NFL draft? Has it been kind of like a whirlwind experience for you, and how excited are you about potentially joining the NFL pretty soon?
Man, I'm excited, you know. All that stuff, man, it's really great stuff. Like, but I know I got to focus on going 1-0 in the Michigan season. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I said, you know, we're going to look up after the season and see where we're at. But right now, the focus right now, I'm not worried about being a top 10 pick. I'm not – if I go out – I'm just worried about going out there and playing at the highest level that I can. And that starts with Michigan, which who's our opponent next week. So, yeah, like I said, that's all real good stuff, but – I'm not really focused on that.
That's fair, man. That's a great mentality to have. And if you play like against Michigan like you did last year, I'm sure you'll be moving up that draft board. So you don't got to worry about any of that right now, dude. But speaking of the NFL really quickly, though, I saw that you were one of the top players on Bruce Feldman's freaks list, which ranks the top freak athletes in college football. Some of the numbers, dude, that were in that article about you were absolutely ludicrous. So eventually, when you get to the NFL Combine, is there a certain event that you like, okay, this is the event where I'm going to wow people at it and make a name for myself here in the draft?
A lot of people underrate my speed. Like, they try to disrespect me on the college football game, man. They gave me like a 60 speed, so... Man, I got to go out there and show them that I, you know, big boy got wheels, man.
60 speed for 60 yeah, speed 60 for 330 speed. For 330 pound offensive lineman, though, is pretty that's still fast for what should it be, honestly? What do you think your speed should be in the college football video game?
If I'm going to be completely honest, man, somewhere in the 70s.
Okay.
Like, you know, somewhere in the 70s, somewhere respectable. Like, 60s is like, wow, like, that's kind of disrespectful, but it is what it is, man.
Do you play as yourself in the video game? Do you try to like go to the left tackle and just play as a left tackle, or do you just play as Minnesota?
Now, I'm gonna be honest with you. I only played the game one time.
Wow.
I haven't been playing no game, no video games, no nothing.
You're grinding. Yeah. Okay.
I've been locked in. Yeah.
You've been locked in. That's the perfect answer. I was trying to trick you right there and say, oh, if I've been playing it a lot, then I'm like, oh, maybe we shouldn't be looking at this kid for the NFL. But the fact that you're like, no, I'm sticking to the grind, man. I love that answer.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Dude, speaking of the NFL again, is there any offensive tackles in the league that you look at and try to model your game after right now as you eventually get to the next level?
Yeah. You know, you got the Penei Sewells of the world, the Lane Johnsons, the Laremy Tunsils, the Slaters of the world. You got, I think Joe Al was doing an amazing job. Yeah. Tyler Guyton, some rookies that's in there. Third, four-year guys that's in there that's really, you know, busting their tails to be one of them top, you know, caliber guys. But I would say, man, I try to take a little bit of everybody game when I'm sitting there and I'm watching film and I'm sitting there watching these. Maybe it's a YouTube video, maybe I'm watching it on film. It doesn't matter, but all those guys, man, they all got something a little bit different, something a little bit unique. So I just try to soak up as much game as I can, man.
I love that, dude. Another question I love asking every athlete I talk to is, what's your why? What drives you to get out of bed every morning?
My why, man, really, it's my faith, you know, my family. You know, also my background, too. You know, I don't come from the best background, so that, you know, that motivates me as well every day to get up and get out of bed and attack the day, man. Be the same guy every day, show up and be available.
Hell yeah, dude. That's an amazing answer. And now, listen, I know you're going to be an eventual star in the NFL, probably put on a gold jacket and go to Canton and all that. But after you're done with your football playing career, is there anything that you want to do in life after football?
Man, I'm very creative, man. I like to draw. I like painting. I like really anything, man. Anything I can to like get my fingers on, man. I'm open to anything, really. You know, I feel like just it's so much stuff that you can do nowadays. So I can't pinpoint an answer right now, but eventually I'll figure it out.
I love that, dude. Yeah, drawing and painting, that's pretty cool, man. That's a pretty cool hobby to have. Do you still do that now? Or?
I did want to be I did want to sell, like, paint and draw and stuff like that at first. But, man, once I seen them other kids' drawings, I was like, man, I don't know if I'm going to be doing this myself. I'm in the fifth grade, man. These paintings, these drawings are, like, super realistic and, like.
Dude, you're selling yourself short right now, man.
Like, and really, like, I don't know, man. Hey. The one thing people don't tell you, that drawing and painting stuff takes all day. Like,
dude, my
people put time, blood, sweat, effort, tears into that stuff. So.
My little sister's in art school right now, and she is 10 times the artist I've ever been in my entire life. I could tell you firsthand, it is crazy what they could do, honestly. But you're selling yourself short, man. I think once you – obviously, you're very committed to football right now, but once you're done playing football, I think you can become a really good artist down the line. I think you're selling yourself short right now.
Yeah, I think I am.
A couple more questions, dude. Do you have any personal goals this year? Like maybe Outland Trophy, maybe NFL draft pick or anything like that? And do you have any team goals for this upcoming for this season as well?
You know, I'm just here, man, as a vessel to bring guys with me, bring the young guys along, and also help lead others as well. And, I'm just really excited, you know, as a team. You know, of course we want to go out there and win. Like, that's our main goal, is go 1-0 every week. And it starts with the practice, and it starts in the film room, and it starts with, you know, our team bonding and just keep connecting as we go on.
Absolutely, dude. And the last question I wanted to ask you, there's a lot of kids that – I don't know if you know this. There's a lot of kids that look up to you right now and want to be something like you when they get older and maybe be a college football player or just be a great human being like yourself. What advice would you give to any of those kids that look up to you right now as they're trying to, you know, make their own way in life?
Man, first thing off the bat, I would say, man, don't give up, man. Like, it's going to be days you're going to be sore, you're going to be tired. You might start to ask questions like, why I'm not getting the recognition, why I'm not getting this, man. But I'm telling you, you just keep putting the work in, you keep your faith strong, anything is possible, man. I remember because I started football late. So I knew I had to catch up with, like, what my body was. So I used to do hundreds of push-ups every night.
Wow.
Every night. And I was, like, super committed. I was making sure that I was eating PB&Js and I was drinking, like, the school milks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I was really focused, man. I really want to lock in and really get a chance to play at the next level.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, listen, you are one of our favorite players just based off your tape entering the year. And based off this interview, Arianta, you're absolutely one of our favorite players in college football, just in person as well, man. So, best of luck the rest of the season, man. And this is a fantastic interview. I appreciate you.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me, man.